What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
My mind's playing tricks on me. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but nothing seems to give me sweet relief. Why won't it let me be? Look inside and try to find, but every time it seems I lose my mind. My mind. Oh,
It's Self-Helpless with Kelsey Cook, Delaney Fisher, and Taylor Tomlinson.
Sweet.
Nice.
Nice.
Shall we kick it off with the quote?
Yes.
All right. This week's quotable. I screenshotted it from Facebook. I believe my girl Val posted this.
What's up, Val?
It says, before a child talks, they sing. Before they write, they draw. As soon as they stand, they dance. Art is fundamental to human expression. That is by Felicia Rashad.
Aww.
I love that.
It's good, right?
That's so nice.
It's innate.
Yep.
It's there, and then we fucking squelch it out of everybody. Just make them sit inside all day and not have fun.
Yeah, man. That's a bunch of artist waste stuff, too.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like that's the core of that whole book, is just like, be a child again, goddammit.
Yeah.
Let it loose.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was weird she said goddammit so frequently. But, I mean, it really hit home for me.
Julia Cameron means business.
All right. I mean, do we have some... you had a treat yourself.
Oh, I have a big treat. Myself, I got a puppy.
She got a puppy.
Oh my gosh, so many of you already know because I've posted pictures of him on Instagram, and thank you for all the sweet messages you guys sent. His name is Maverick. We got him from a rescue place in our area called Operation Adopt, and he is a little like half terrier, half, we have no idea. We'll probably figure that out. Probably do like one of those DNA tests or something.
Half adorable.
Half, yeah, just pure love.
Half angel, baby.
Yeah. And he's just so cute and I love him. And I can't believe how much I love him. I've had him like less than a week and I'm so happy. I don't know how I'm going to get anything done ever again, but I'm okay with it. Like, I'll just always have like a puppy in one hand and then doing something else in the other.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, that's my treat myself. And he's like 8 weeks old. He's like maybe 3.5-4 pounds.
He's tiny.
He's so tiny.
He made my cats look like jungle creatures. I was like, whoa, I forget that things can be that small, you know?
Yeah, he's super cute. And then did I tell you about the story, like how his mom? So his mom was rescued and they didn't know she was pregnant. So she gave birth to 5 puppies within the rescue organization. And so we applied to adopt one and we got him.
I found this fascinating that there are different babies in that litter from different dads in the same litter.
They're thinking that there's like three different dads in that litter. So she got impregnated by a few different dogs.
Mama got busy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So out of 5 puppies, one is like definitely a Chihuahua, 100%. Another one looks like almost like an Australian Shepherd mix. Huh. Maverick, I have no idea. Definitely like terrier and something. And then, the mom's a terrier. And then there's another one that kind of looks like Maverick. But no, they all looked very different.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Just so that blew my mind. Know.
Box yeah. of fun donuts.
Yeah, I know, right? You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's been really nice.
Aww. Yeah.
When you first saw him, it was the most precious thing.
Yeah, you saw
that. I mean, because, you know, Delaney's not sure how she feels about having kids. So just seeing you walk in, see the puppy and go, I'm your mom! Was the cutest thing. Oh my gosh, it was amazing. And it was very cute to see Cam with him too.
Oh yeah, he's a good dog dad.
I'm very impressed. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I hadn't heard you like do baby talk or anything before. Oh, yeah. You guys hear me talk?
You're so cute.
Oh my god. Ew, there it is. So creepy. Yeah, you can't stop.
Yeah Cam was like, ooh, I forgot this was gonna be part of it, you speaking in this voice. But then he does it too, so I'm like, oh my god, we're both creeps.
It doesn't stop. Yeah I hadn't heard it before, and I was like, oh my god, look at this like new Delaney. I've never heard you be like that. Yep. It was really fun.
Yeah, I'm very happy. So yeah, that's my treat myself. Follow me on Instagram for pictures of Maverick. That's probably mostly what I'm gonna post.
I just love that you call him your son.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my son,
your child.
Very cute. Oh yeah. My gosh, that'll be how I am when I have a baby. But
yeah, a real baby.
It'll be harder to leave town.
Yeah.
Because I gotta suckle and stuff. Anyway, yeah. I gotta stop talking about babies.
I gotta suckle.
I gotta stop. I'm thinking about it. I had a treat myself. I got my hair cut on the road.
Nice. It looks good.
Thank you so much. Pretty. It was getting to the point where it was so long that, you know, when you wash it and no matter how much conditioner you put in it, it just knots right up like Medusa's head.
Oh yeah. Like an old pirate mop.
Like an old pirate mop. And it was really bad. And I was just like, you know what? We're gonna go to this place. We're gonna pay whatever it is and get your hair done. And that was very nice. And then also I canceled another date that I'm, you know, in the process of possibly rescheduling for next year. But like, I just looked at this month that's coming, and it's like, you know how I said I was going to keep like at least two or three weekend, like at least one or two weekends open.
Yeah.
Make it two.
I know. I meant to. It's supposed to be two. And it just like, it has just not been exactly panning out that way. I mean, this last week I was in, I don't even remember.
Tempe.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I was in Tempe. And then this next week is like, I fly to San Jose in the afternoon. I do a show. I get back on a plane at 11 p.m. because it's my only option. So I just go to the show. I go back to the airport. I fly to Cincinnati. I get there.
What?
I know. I get there.
Is it a red eye?
It is a red eye.
Taylor.
I didn't have a choice. There was no other way to get there in time for a corporate on Thursday. And then Friday, I fly back first thing in the morning from Cincinnati to Burbank. And then I have to drive 3 hours to another corporate. But it's like,
what are you doing?
Because it's one of those weeks where it's like, college, corporate. And then you're like, okay, I guess I have to do all these. And
no,
of course
you don't.
You totally kind of do.
You pick.
But I can't. But this is what I'm saying. I knew I had those. And then the week after that, I have to go to Portland. And then the week after, I was supposed to get back from Portland. And then like 2 days later, go to do a different college. And I just told my agent, I was like, I can't go do that college. Like, I have to cancel it or reschedule it or something, because there's just too much going on. Uh-huh. And you kind of have to look at like, you know, what you're being paid, and you have to go, okay, well, this isn't that much money, so like I kind of have to cut this. But then like, you know, all your agents have vested interests and everybody wants you to, you know, obviously do the thing you said you're going
to
do, and I totally appreciate that. But like,
oh my god,
it was a college.
I know
it's like a college. It's like you have to take like three flights to get there, and then you have to drive 2 hours.
Oh my god.
And it's just like, I was like, I can't.
Could there be like a new system in place for you where it's like, let's say you get an offer, you say yes to this offer, and then when a next offer comes in and it's close to that date, you compare them really quick. Which one do I want to do over this, you know, which one's the winner? You pick that one and you either cancel that first one, right?
Yeah.
Or you just cancel one immediately.
Yeah.
Instead of having them pile up, and then it's like, oh shit, it's too late to cancel, and then I'm gonna also be burnt out. Maybe you can develop a new system for yourself where it's like, I already have one. Like, make a rule for yourself. You know?
It's just tough because it's like, you know, like this business is like, it comes when it comes.
Right.
And doing clubs, like, you're not making a lot of money, like, especially if they're on the west or if they're on the east coast,
right?
A lot of that money's going to travel,
right?
So like, you know, you gotta like take the colleges and corporates when they come, but they always come like in clusters.
Have they
like,
stopped coming? Have offers stopped coming for you, Taylor?
No.
Are they getting even more, you're probably even getting more offers.
I don't know.
As the years go by.
I don't. Yeah. So they're not going to stop. It could all go.
No, no, it's not going to. It's could, we're not living no. like that anymore.
Yeah.
No, Kelsey
yeah.
said that's not yeah. the way anymore.
Kelsey said not anymore. Yeah. You guys stop.
Yeah.
You guys stop.
We're not living in fear anymore.
Yeah. I did tell my agent, like, they sent me more offers for later in the year. And I was just like, okay, I think the year's done. Like, good. After this, like, year's done. You good. Know? So that'll be, because even like the weeks I have off, I mean, you know, we've got like your wedding and we've got like another one of Kyle's friends' weddings and like all these different things. So,
and you want downtime.
Yeah, there's that too.
Yeah. You need downtime. Yeah, you need to just like not do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
Remember, again, like we we always talk about how we forget, like, reps work for you,
yeah.
not the other way around.
Yeah. They're not out there doing it.
They're not. Yeah, they're not freaking driving hours, doing a show, getting in the car, doing a. You know what I mean? They're sending you off, which is great, but they work for you, and you can set boundaries for yourself. They're not going to go away, and if they did, you just get a new person.
Yeah, or I cut hair for a living. Yeah, seriously, when I got my hair cut this weekend, I was like talking to her. I was like, "Is this like relaxing cutting hair?" She's like, "It's really relaxing. I've been doing it for like 20 years. Like all my clients are mellow." I'm like, "This is the shit right here. I should cut hair. That sounds awesome." Like I just get in these modes on the road where I'm like, "I could just stay in one place."
Oh my god!
So that's where I'm at.
I legit have anxiety just hearing what you're about to do. Like that gave me. Oh, I need to take a moment to breathe.
Yeah. Which is the worst part, right? It's like, it's not even doing it. It's dreading it.
It's both. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the dread is also, it's like equally bad.
Yeah.
Which is crazy that like all those days leading up to it, you can feel sick at the thought of doing it. Yeah. And then doing it is also incredibly hard. Whew, girl. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, so let's lighten it back up.
Let's lighten it back up with a little mole removal. Yeah. Okay, here's Ooh. My defuck slash bad shit. So I am Irish. I am very fair skinned. I have lots of
white.
I have freckles and moles all over my body. And I've had several removed in the last like 12 years. And a few of them, when they do like the little initial removal, they, you know, get sent it to the lab, and sometimes they come back atypical. So then they take out a larger area of skin around where that mole was removed to make sure that if it were to become cancerous, at least that area is removed. So I had one just taken off of my shoulder recently, and I just found out a couple days ago that it came back atypical. And what sucks is that my insurance only goes through February at this place. And, but I don't want to get it done before the wedding. I know that sounds shallow, but I'm going to have stitches and a whole big, like, red, long scar gash on
and
my shoulder.
It won't be healed by your wedding?
No. The ones I've had that are stitches take years.
Years.
Really?
Years.
Mine is still pink.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
And that is from, that's my titty, but that's from probably 3 years ago, at least.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And Delaney and I were talking before the podcast started recording about finding a dermatologist that you can trust, that you know is not like too scalpel happy.
Yeah.
But I was also like taking the proper precautions. And I don't know with this dermatologist because they're new to me. But I had, when I was in like the end of high school, I had a guy who was super scalpel happy.
Yeah.
And I had 3 moles removed on my head. I had 30 stitches on my head.
What?
30 stitches.
Oh my God.
On my head, the back of my neck and my ear. I had 30 fucking stitches. It was so incredibly painful. I was just in tears for like days. Oh. I was like fucking Frankenstein, man. And he also, like, he removed one in my ear. And when I'm talking, I'm not talking about, like, protruding, I'm talking like flat moles. There was one in my ear that they scraped out, and then they said, yeah, that also is atypical. So in order to get like more of the skin removed around it, we'd have to do a skin graft. So they were going to like remove a chunk of skin from my body somewhere else and then like fashion it into my ear. Like my ear would have looked completely fucked up. And I was like, you know what? I guess I'm just taking that risk. Like, so I never had the skin graft done.
Yeah.
I had the others removed. I had one removed on my back that had more stitches. And I'm just like, I know, like, as I'm saying this out loud, there are way worse problems in the world.
Yeah.
But it's just a stress that you don't want to have to deal with.
Yeah.
You know, you already have the day-to-day stress of stuff, and now you're like, great, I've got something on my back that could potentially become cancerous, and I don't want to get it removed for another, like, 6 months, because I just don't want that nasty big thing on my shoulder when I'm getting married.
And it's totally fine. And I think just get it removed right after the honeymoon. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's just plastic. So it's not cancerous yet. So you probably have plenty of time. This is like, you know, when they come back abnormal, it's like this could be years and years of a process before it becomes cancerous.
And it could never become cancerous.
Or it could be totally fine.
Exactly.
That's what's so shitty. It's like, do I have a bunch of scars all over my body for the rest of my life? Or do I just take them all off? Or I just kind of chance it? Yeah. But yeah, so I'm in the same boat with you, Kel. So I go every 6 months for a skin check. And I usually get at least one thing removed. And, you know, most of the time it's not a stitch. I just have to, you know, keep it covered and put ointment on it for several weeks. But I've definitely had, I've had one removed off my crotch, off my boob, like the worst spots, just really painful. And those were like the big ones with stitches. And yeah, I would say about half of them have come back, same thing, abnormal. And yeah, it's just one of those things where, yeah, every time I'm like, well, you know, it's better safe than sorry. And of course, they're like my favorite freckles of mine that I think are actually like cute, you know? And of course, they're, those ones that keep leaving. But I have had four different dermatologists just for this, and everybody works so differently.
Wow.
I've had one that wanted to take several off every time I went in, no matter what. And most of them were coming back fine. So I'm like, okay, she's insane. She's too much. And she's just trying to get money out of me. And then she was trying to upsell me on everything all the time. So I stopped going to her. And then this other one was really a lot more conservative, you know, it was like, let's watch it and see how it goes. And then she would decide to take one off, and kind of like, I liked that approach a little bit better. But yeah, you just gotta, it's kind of like dating or finding a therapist or whatever. If you get at least three opinions, maybe on the same mole, even you might have a better idea of like how they're going to work going forward.
Yeah,
and just see what you're comfortable with. But I remember going back, I went on my lunch break one time, and then I went back to work, and one of my supervisors, I was like, yeah, I've just got five things taken off of me. I was like covered in band-aids and stuff. And she's like, you know what, Delaney, I was diagnosed with melanoma when in my 40s. Just get them off. Just take them off. You know what I mean? Like, and now I have to go in to make sure I'm not dying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, that really put things into perspective. Yeah. And she is really fair like me. Same hair color, same skin color, same eye color, all that stuff. She was like, just do it. You don't want to, it's better safe than sorry. And scars are better than cancer. Jeez. And I'm like,
you're right. I've never even thought about this. And I have like, I have like two on my face that I can think of.
Yeah. But you're not very, you're not super, super fair.
Yeah. Do you think that's okay?
Your chances are less.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you should still go.
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. And like, they want to take the one off my forehead and my lip, but this, I'm like, it's a physician's assistant who removed it. It wasn't even the dermatologist. And I'm like, I'm going to figure something else out. Like, I might have to go to a plastic surgeon, but if they're going to take the one off of my lip, I don't want just like somebody going in with a scalpel at my lip.
Are they normal though?
They said that like, they just want to be sure.
What?
You know, and this one, the one on my forehead has been removed before and then it came back. And the one on my lip, I feel like is changing a little bit. And I just want to be safe. Mm-hmm. But like, dude, that it's my fucking lip. If they mess up at all, it would show forever. And so luckily, this is such a random fact. My grandpa was like the president of the American Plastic Surgery Association.
Oh, he's
like
really?
A world renowned. He's retired now, obviously, but he like fixed like the king of some foreign country's nose.
Ooh,
and like
hit a full gramps for this.
He's like a like world-renowned plastic surgeon apparently. And so anyway, he might have maybe a hookup.
Oh, that's
somebody
good.
in the hills, in Beverly Hills.
There
you
go.
Just like take you out back. Set up the lazy boy.
The woodshed. Oh, God. That sounds horrible.
That's where I thought we were going. I was like, he's still got his tools.
No,
right?
I mean, he's older. He's very much older. Like, his hands are shaky.
On.
No, oh, you don't man. Want shaky oh, hands
yeah,
coming.
No, you don't want that.
Dude, but yeah. The freckle mole situation. I've gotten to the point where I can really usually spot them on somebody. Like, I looked at Cam's sister once. I'm like, you got to go get that checked out and removed, probably.
Check
like
it.
That.
You can see a weird one?
Yeah, well, because they tell you, like, you got to look, you know, if they start changing, that's an indicator. But also, if they're relatively round and the same color, you should be fine. But once they start getting like two-toned and they're kind of flowery shapes, that's when you need to go in. So everybody listening, just go get a skin check. It takes like 10 to 15 minutes.
What's a flowery
it's
shape?
It's kind of like...
like more, the edges are like runny.
Yeah, kind of like... It's not like a circle. Like
I know.
Like, yeah, I know.
I
like
need
showing
an
Taylor.
Example.
Okay, see, this is like
this
pretty
is
circular, right?
Okay, yeah. Those just look like freckles to
right
me.
Right, so if this had like dark brown and light brown and was kind of just, you know, it's not a perfect circle, I would go in and get that looked at.
What about this one?
Oh my God, it's so
you guys
small.
Can subscribe to us on YouTube for us doing our own DIY mole exams.
I know.
Like, if you've never
I have a massive one like right here that's like I've been there my whole life and I've never thought about it.
Just go in, get just it checked out. It's probably fine. That's the thing. Yeah. Most of them are probably fine, but it's better safe. And always make them check the bottom of your feet and the back of your calves. That is where the biggest ones. That's where you melanoma likes to hang out.
I have one in between my toes.
Oh yeah, get that checked.
Yeah,
for sure.
And it's just like a little brown dot.
Yeah.
But like they need to double check
that. Are these okay?
Probably.
Those are probably
fine.
Fine,
right?
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are brown. I'm terrified now.
It'll be okay. But yeah, oh, honestly, it's better to be preventative than getting something and then you have to, you know, go through something really, really major. So
yeah.
Anyway. It's a good that you're taking care of yourself, even though it's going to be a little painful and a scar. It's
Thank
the better
you.
Route, you know?
Thank
it's
you.
It's the better route.
This fucking sucks.
Yeah. Oh, it totally fucking blows.
Yeah. We're all gonna get through it together. It's fine. I'm gonna find a dermatologist that or find several. You said find three.
well if you don't like
go
the first
on a
one,
tour.
But who's got the time for that? I mean, like,
oh, yeah, no,
oh,
you
know, so crazy.
I've seen several over the course of several years.
Oh.
But if one strikes you, we're like, I don't know about this one. I would see another one very shortly after.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what I mean? I stopped going and I'm like, well, my next skin check in 6 months is not going to be with that woman. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Right. Cause because I assume some of them are just like people who like to pop pimples.
You know, I just like, need a, well, yeah. I need a project. Just get in there, do stuff.
After like the third time I saw her and she was taking at least three off every single time and none of them were coming back with issues. And then on top of it, she was trying to sell me like, all kinds of different like laser treatments and like everything. I was just trying to upsell. I'm like, okay, I just smell kind of like a gold digger right here.
Yeah.
And I want somebody who actually gives a shit about myself.
Yeah.
So I just, the next one, I found somebody else and I just kind of kept finding a good dermatologist in my area. You know, it usually takes for me, it takes two or three people until I find somebody in like my new city that I like. If I'm not comfortable, I just kind of keep searching, you know? So like not in the same week, you know, it might take a little while, but.
Yeah. Okay.
Don't settle because there's really great ones out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that goes for any sort of doctor, I guess. But
absolutely.
I tend to just be like, who's the first one I found? Are these fine? This is fine.
I know. I'm so lazy. This is the process of even getting an appointment. I'm like, okay, this is it now. I'm not doing anything else. All right.
Let's get into the meat.
Let's do it.
Okay. Yeah.
So Kelsey, do you want to set this
you
up?
Set it up.
You are the
sure.
one who found this.
So, one of my friends was kind of going down a Netflix documentary rabbit hole, and she was like, you guys have to watch the Netflix documentary called Stink. And I'm sure after you watch it, you'll want to do an episode about it. And here we are, because we definitely did want to. It's basically about how there are so many unregulated chemicals being put on people's clothing and in
cosmetics.
All sorts of cosmetics, all sorts of like lotion, hair care products, skincare products, and
cleaning products
that they are kind of allowed to fly under the radar, just under the label of fragrance in your ingredients list. You'll often just see fragrance or perfume or parfum. It's parfum.
Whatever.
Yeah, parfum.
Whatever it's called.
It's the French term.
Or trade secret.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And that
I've never seen trade secret.
Or have you ever seen like secret ingredient or something weird like that?
Oh,
bunch of
yeah.
bullshit.
Ew. Yeah. And so within that word fragrance, there are actually another like several hundred thousand whatever chemicals within that word that are not being listed. And do you guys want to get into
what? Oh my god, dude.
There's
I
so much.
Have so many notes on this thing.
Yeah, me too.
Well, first of all, something quite shocking. In the 60s, 1 in 20 women were diagnosed with breast cancer, and today it's 1 in 8.
Wow.
That's
and
insane.
There and it's correlating with all the rise of our, you know, all the different products and stuff and our consumerism with all these things. And
yeah,
that was freaking terrifying since we just had an episode about that.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I went down such a rabbit hole. While I was watching it, I was also on my phone. I like went
Me too.
To, yeah, I like went to like Thrive Market and ordered like hairspray for $15.
Yes.
I was like, this is safe, right? Yeah. I looked up how to make your own hairspray.
Wow.
But I found one online that's like you like cook like sliced lemons or something and then you just add it to rum and that's like all you do. It's very weird.
Wow.
I'm gonna try it. I'm gonna try because I use a lot of hairspray and I know it's like gonna kill me. And then like I checked like my dry shampoo bottle and there's aluminum in it. Just like
fuck, dude.
But I was telling Delaney before we started recording, I think I saw this on Lee from America's Instagram where she's talking about using cacao powder as dry shampoo instead. And I've done that
awesome.
And it works great.
I'm
and then
definitely
you
gonna
smell
do that.
Like chocolate.
I'm definitely doing that because I use dry shampoo like every other day and I will definitely be using that.
But wouldn't that only work for brunettes?
I mean, I think if you brush it through, it's okay. Like, and you guys, you have like the balayage thing.
Oh,
so I
balayage?
Think balayage, that's what it was. I don't know.
You've got Bellagio fountains on your head.
You have the bagel on your head. I'm terrible being a woman. But like, because you have the darker roots, I think you would be fine. And I mean, dry shampoo is white when you spray it on.
Yeah, but I like that because then it's like a root touch up for me because I don't want my roots to be dark. Like, that's what happens when I haven't gone and gotten it colored for a while. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm definitely
I like the idea.
But
at
my damn, I do have brown hair, so I could be.
Yeah, I have cacao powder at home. I can just try it now.
Yeah,
on my head instead of in my body.
Yeah,
I was going down this road a few years ago because when I started having all those crazy skin issues, I stopped using everything. Yeah. I was just like wiping my face with a washcloth and water, and then realized that the makeup I was using had like bismuth oxychloride in it, which is basically little tiny pieces of metal that cut up your face. To give it like a shimmery look. So I started using a different makeup, same company, but they have a different foundation that doesn't have that ingredient in it. So I started using that kind because I do like this company's product, but I didn't like that part of it. So I started like, oh God, what's in everything? You know, I started and now I'm like, I use, you know, the honey thing that we've talked about with face stuff. And then shampoo and conditioner. I still got to do some more research on what's going to be the best for that because I don't want to make my
something.
Own.
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't even know what I use. Whatever was at CVS at the time. But yeah, I want to make. I also want to make start making my own like dog food and dog treats and like I want to make my own cleaning supplies and all that stuff. I'm totally into all that.
Yeah,
it's but
just
yeah.
hard because you don't know what a lot of it is. Like even if they're all listed, you just don't know.
No.
I mean, like what you just said, like the
bismuth oxychloride, I think,
Oxycontin,
is what it's called.
Yeah, whatever it was. I was like, what is that? What does that do?
I had to do research. I'm like, what is it? And then I looked and I'm like, oh my God, is this basically tiny little pieces of steel on my face? Oh,
that's insane.
Great. But it's crazy that nothing has to be regulated. Like the FDA has, they're not doing anything. Nobody's doing anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Do you remember that part where they were like, and nobody wants to know that Chanel number 5 has like the same thing that's in your toilet bowl cleaner?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was like, what?
That blew my mind. And the idea that one of these chemicals that's in fragrance, like if you use 10 times more of it, it would smell like literal dog shit.
Yeah.
But if you use a fraction of it, it smells like lilies. And like that idea that they're just like toying with all these like tiny, tiny, tiny different amounts of different chemicals to make a certain fragrance smell a particular way.
Dude.
And then wear flowers in your hair.
I didn't even think. Okay. So when they're talking about Brandon, the kid who's deathly allergic to Axe body spray, he can't like go to school without going into, what do you call it?
Anaphylactic shock.
Oh
my God.
Ba-ba-da-ba shock. Yeah. That kind.
Affleck duck shock.
Yeah.
What? An Affleck duck what?
I didn't even think that another big problem by them not releasing what's in it is you can't find out what you're allergic to.
Yeah.
So he doesn't even know what chemical to stay away from from all ingredients and, you know, all different products.
Yeah.
He just has to, he knows something in Axe doesn't sit well.
Yeah.
And then
like, I'm allergic to douche, you guys.
Yeah. Awful.
As somebody who carries an EpiPen, like that whole storyline in the documentary gave me so much anxiety. The thought that this kid just like can't even walk into the building without doing it. And by the way, the like one of the biggest reasons I'm grateful for this documentary is because Kane was still wearing Axe body spray.
Ooh.
And I ain't even mad at the douchey comment because it is so fucking douchey. And I was like, I've been trying to tell him to get rid of that. But he's like, I don't have a bunch of money. Like, nice colognes are expensive. Like, this is just at the store and I like the way it smells. And I'm like, I cannot get over that. It's like, it's Axe though. Like, that's such like a middle school boy thing to wear. And also it did, like, if he sprayed it and I walked in the room, I would have trouble breathing.
Oh God.
Oh, wow.
And
really?
So he would like go spray it like in a different room. And it was finally the thing that was like, you need to go throw those away right now. And he's like, okay, I'm doing it. Like,
yeah.
Cause he got all freaked out from the documentary too about all the chemicals and stuff like that. So anyway,
dude,
thank you, Stink, for getting rid of fucking Axe spray in my house. Come on, Kane.
Thank baby.
Come
Jesus.
On.
Oh my God. And when they've done blood work on newborns and found that there's a couple hundred chemicals in their bloodstream, like Teflon and shit like that from all the chemicals that the mother is surrounded by every day.
It's so
good
scary.
Lord, dude.
When they had the little animation of like the baby and the tummy and then all the little like,
oh my God,
things coming in, like all the little evil Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Like,
oh yeah.
Just like getting in there and just like, and you're like, ew, get away from the baby. I didn't like it. It wasn't even a real baby, you guys. It was a drawing of a baby and I couldn't handle it. Yeah, that was so scary. And I mean, like, that means like there can be women who are doing everything right. They're eating perfectly. They're not drinking. They don't smoke. And their baby's still getting all these harmful chemicals because they're just like trying to smell nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out for a baby shower. You know? Like, it's like, what? There's no winning. How do we do anything?
Dude, I'm so scared. We need to all just live on a farm somewhere in the fresh air. Just, you know, don't wear anything. No clothing, no deodorant. Just let's go back to basics.
Right.
You know? I feel like we're going to slowly go back to like living in tribal type of communities, right?
Like the pygmies.
Right? Like, I think we went too big.
There's too much streaming.
We went too hard. Like, we are human. We can do great things. And now we all just need to calm the fuck down and kind of simplify again because we fuck shit up.
Well, you do see a huge movement now, and it's usually like luxury lines of where it is all natural because it went too far with all the chemicals. And now people are like, wait, we need to go back in time and make this from like real ingredients that people know what they are. But by the way, like, we're going to charge you X amount of money for it because it is more expensive to use that stuff. It's so cheap to use like mineral oil in the body lotion. It's a byproduct of gasoline and it's in all your Jergens shit. Like, I was using the Jergens self-tanning lotion for years and years and years. Yeah. And then one of my friends was like, you know, that has mineral oil in it. Like, do you know what that is? I was like, no. She's like, yeah, it's literally like it's a byproduct of what you put in your car.
Oh my God.
It's not good.
If you said mineral oil, I would have been like, that sounds like it's great for you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oil? Really cheap to make. It's really cheap. And so we're just slathering it on our skin, which is the largest organ in our body, and it's just going, and we just suck it all in.
Oh gosh. That's so bad.
Lotion I've been big on for a while. Lotion and body wash, because that's just like you're putting it everywhere. Yeah. It's such a large portion. And so I try to be more mindful with that for sure.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Taylor.
I was just gonna say those bars at Whole Foods, those have gotta be fine, right?
I would assume so. I've been shopping at Lush lately. I think we've talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
But even like a couple of their ingredients say like parabens, and parabens are not good either. So it's so frustrating, you guys. Like, what do we use?
What do we do? Yeah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I stopped using lotions a while ago because once my skin started breaking out like crazy again, mm-hmm. just like even on my body, I was doing some research and basically apparently in lotion, there's more chances for like bacteria to be growing in there because it's water-based. Oh. So I just started using body oil only, like coconut oil and stuff like that, because yeah, it's oil-based instead of water-based, where things can kind of breed and stuff. Mm. So it's more likely to kind of clog your pores versus like something that's oil-based. Mm. But
I've been really liking that Honest lotion. I
Honest
got it's fragrance free
company. Yeah,
I know that. I haven't like looked at the ingredients list, but
yeah,
I'm sure it's good. Like that's the whole point, right?
Right. And if you guys do see the word fragrance in the ingredients list, it doesn't necessarily mean it's bad. It just has to say like have an asterisk next to it that says like natural fragrance or whatever, because there is such a thing. Right. But if it's chemical, then you could be putting a lot of really nasty shit on your body.
Yeah. And then when they brought up the endocrine disruptors, like how some chemicals mimic hormones and can totally mess you up.
Yeah.
What?
How they can mutate your DNA.
Yeah.
I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. It's unreal. And do you guys want to talk about, because you guys just watched it last night. It's been
just
like a couple weeks
night.
For
Real
me.
Real fresh.
Can you talk about like why the main guy in the documentary, why he's doing all this with like his wife and with finding the like the weird smell with his kids' pajamas?
Oh, yeah. That was bizarre. Mm-hmm. So it was from that store Justice, right?
Yeah, which is like limited to.
Yeah, it's like limited to. It is from limited to.
I believe so. I think it's a sister company. It's the same sort of vibe. So. Or maybe it became Justice.
Because I've never seen a limited two since I was a kid.
Yeah, I think it became Justice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder why.
Which is ironic.
Yeah, I
Ain't
know.
No Justice there, baby.
What happened at Limited 2 where they're like, we got to rebrand.
Oh, yeah. I fucked with Limited 2 hard.
Limited 2 was shit. I never wore it because I wasn't cool enough.
Limited
but,
2
like,
and Claire's. Ooh,
I could only,
I was going
yeah, I could only afford like two shirts from Limited 2 and I wore them like on every other day basis.
Yeah.
It made me feel so cool.
Yeah, I know. I got like one shirt from Hollister once and I was just like on like sale. You're like, ooh, this is $8. Yeah. Like, I guess I'm wearing this every time I want to feel great.
Yeah.
Also, super glad they called out Abercrombie in the documentary for like pumping that smell.
God damn.
I can't be in that store.
No, oh, no
I will get a headache immediately.
I can't walk by it.
No freaking way.
You'll smell like it for 5 days. Like, it infests your body.
But the guy who made this documentary, he's like a dad to these two young girls, and he bought them pajamas from Limited 2 that came in a bag, already off to a bad start.
Yeah.
And they opened them up, and they were like, these smell terrible. So he calls Justice, like the corporate office, and is like, hey, what are you putting in these pajamas? Because they smell awful and I just want to know what chemicals they are. Not even like, I'm going to sue you. Just like, what are they?
Yeah.
And nobody could tell him. They just kept going like, well, they're safe. And he's like, okay, but what are they? They're like, oh, well, I don't know, but they are safe. And he's like, well, how do you know that they're safe
if you don't know what they are?
Yeah. Which is just so crazy. I love the part where he was like, okay, so I guess I have to take these to a lab. And the guy's like, you bought them. Do whatever you want with them. I was like, Jesus. Okay. Well, I guess we're all on our own here. And then throughout the documentary, you find out that like his wife died of cancer and that he's just like trying to make his daughters aware of all these chemicals. Yeah. To keep them safe. And I thought that was like so beautiful and touching, but very sad.
Dude.
Well, and they sent the pajamas to a lab.
Oh my God.
He did do that. And they came back and there was a chemical in there that has been
banned for 30 years. There's like flame retardant. I was blown away by the history. So basically back in the day, cigarettes were the number one cause of house fires, people smoking inside and stuff. So instead of like helping with that situation, they just put flame retardant in everything. So clothing, couches, all that shit, all that material has some kind of flame retardant so it doesn't light on fire in case you want to smoke your cigarette inside.
Oh my gosh.
So basically a bunch of chemicals came back in those pajamas, including like flame retardant stuff. I had no idea. That's a crazy little
blows my mind.
Historical fact there.
Yeah. I mean, is that still on like furniture and stuff? They didn't talk about furniture or anything.
So Kane and I we ordered some furniture from Ashley Home Furniture, whatever. And it did have a very, very strong chemical smell, yeah. like for the first day we had it there, both the chair and the bed we bought. And people always say, like, you should let things air out as much as you can first before you bring it in. But it's like, you know, we don't have like a backyard to put right. our chair in or whatever. It's going in the apartment.
Kings.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me a break. So, but I remember getting like a headache that first night sleeping on the bed because you're just putting your face like right there next to all the chemicals. I'm sure it was coated in them.
Yeah. And the fact that flame retardant was banned 30 years ago, yet it's in this kid's pajama sample.
Yeah.
So what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
And then, so he calls justice. They don't help him. So he calls the manufacturer and they're like, yeah, we don't have to basically release any of this information to you. It's yeah. fine. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, nobody's just, you know, everybody's just passing the buck. Nobody's taking responsibility for any of it.
Yeah. Yeah. All the like, footage they showed of like, were they hearings or whatever?
Yeah.
Of like, you know, lobbyists like talking about how like, oh yeah, of course we want everyone to be safe. And everybody's like, okay, so what are you going to do about it? They're like, I mean, you know, we're doing our darndest, basically.
They are robots.
Oh my God.
They have like five stock answers that they just repeat over and over. It's like a doll where you're just like pulling the string and you just like are going to get one of those five answers no matter what. It was so creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, the government is not regulating any of this. It's business that's regulating it. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Right. How is government not able to step in? I'm not really sure. That seems very insane to me.
Yeah.
But the fact that there's like 17,000 secret chemicals out there that are in all of our shit and we don't know what they are.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
The fact that when they went over the fact that like at present, you're not even required to list arsenic.
Yes.
I was like, what?
And you're face lotion and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, so you realize it was crazy to me how they could just be so logical with these like lobbyists and people who work for these companies and be like, yeah, but do you understand that what you're arguing for
right.
is to have chemicals that could hurt us
yeah.
secretly inserted.
Yeah.
And they were kind of like, no, that's not what we're going for. We're just asserting the fact that we check everything. And you're like, well, clearly you don't.
Yeah.
So it's like there's no critical thinking going on. They're just so reluctant to even admit any sort of guilt on that
right.
front. Mm-hmm. Which, and it does suck that everything's so expensive. Like going online and buying hairspray that is supposedly better for you, like everything's more expensive. And It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be more expensive to not get cancer.
I know. Right. It really sucks.
Dude, when they were talking about how basically, yeah, they don't do preventative testing. When you guys buy the stuff, you are the test. Like if you survive or if you die, that's the test. How many body bags end up, you know, around because of a certain chemical or product.
Right.
That's the test. That's awful. I was when they were talking about how after Hurricane Katrina, they sent over those trailers that the wood trailers that ended up being like filled with formaldehyde.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like trying to help people with this just garbage material. And the fact that America has like way less regulations than like Europe and China.
Yeah.
Even like we are the dumping ground for chemicals. People send us their worst products because we don't have regulations like they do.
We suck.
Yeah, what the hell?
Really America just sucks. Like we just have no standards whatsoever. Like the more I hear about us being compared to other countries, like we're talking on the Patreon about Canada and like maternity leave, and I'm just like, oh, that's right, we're terrible. Like
Dude.
We are slowly slipping into
oh my God,
being
and then
the worst.
And then they said even if the FDA did discover that there's a harmful chemical in a product, they don't have to recall it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can't issue a recall.
Yeah.
So they could have like a little quiet lawsuit to the side and keep selling that shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. When he was on the phone with that guy who basically just said, hey man, everything causes cancer now.
Yeah.
Ugh. What can you do?
Yeah.
Those are his exact words. Like, which I think is a lot of our attitude sometimes. I mean, it has been for me, definitely.
Yeah.
When I get overwhelmed and I don't know what to do or I don't know what to buy or I don't know what to eat, I just go, well, you know, everything causes cancer. So there's not, I mean, we live in LA, the air quality is terrible. Like,
right.
There's nothing I can do. So I might as well just enjoy my time here. And I can understand being in that mindset, but when there are things under your control, I mean, it's just insane that you wouldn't do everything you can. It makes me wonder, hearing those people like defend it. I wonder if they're so far in denial that they use all that stuff, or if they know how bad it is and publicly they're like, this is all fine, but then at home they're like, don't use that, sweetheart.
Oh, of course. You know?
Oh yeah,
I'm sure. It's all about money.
Yeah,
it's how can we make the most money with the shittiest, cheapest ingredients.
Yeah,
and they're banking on all of us consumers not doing our own research and not taking the time to look into anything and just buying it blindly, and that's what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which there's no excuse for it anymore because we have Google. Like back in the day.
I know.
Yeah, we'll eat the microwave dinner because what else are we going to do? Yeah.
Right.
Why would you give it to us if it would hurt us?
Yeah.
That'd be so mean.
Exactly. Exactly.
That'd be so mean.
Yeah, I mean, I would totally assume that if something has gotten its way to a grocery store or, a CVS of some kind, that there's been due diligence and that they've looked into it and that it's fine for us.
Yeah. What did you guys think about the commercial with the head of the Susan G. Komen Foundation?
Oh my God.
Selling the perfume.
Oh yeah.
Like, wow. For cancer research. And it was just like this toxic shit.
Yeah. Oh, did you think that she knew?
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, even if she didn't know necessarily, does that make it okay? Like
no,
you should be, you're the head of the breast cancer foundation. Like you should be doing research more than I should be doing research. I'm a comedian. I shouldn't be looking up fragrance.
Yeah.
Right. Well, didn't they end up saying that they had justified it because if they sell a bunch of them, that money is justified because it's going to cancer research versus the people who are buying the product or something. I don't know. I don't know if they were aware. I don't know if they really talked about that, but yeah, you'd think like you would be aware of what the ingredients are if you're part of an organization like that.
You would think I understand like justifying it with it's so tough because I'm sure most people are like, well, it's not killing anybody, and it's like, I guess not directly, because like you're not going to put on lotion and die immediately for the most part, but it just over the years all these things accumulating in your body and mutating your cells and giving way to these cancerous genes. It's like, how it just needs these people only need like one degree of separation to feel like, no, we're not doing anything bad.
Exactly.
Like, these people are having soda too, and like soda will kill them, so it's like it might be soda, it might be us, who cares.
Yeah
Good point,
dude. I swear, like as a new business owner, I'm very like ultra aware of what my ingredients are. Like I did research to find mugs that didn't have fucking lead in it.
Yeah.
You know, all of this stuff. I don't use any kind of setting spray on the paint because that shit is toxic.
Wow.
And if it's getting, you know, close to like somebody's mouth, if they're using the mug every once in a while, whatever,
well,
I don't want any of that shit.
You're the one in
exactly. And I'm breathing it in, you know, and I'm like, I'm not messing with any of that. So like my shit is very basic, you know, done in my home. I have complete control over it. It's another part where like I'm scared to like outsource it or like find a manufacturer to like do the printing and all that stuff, because like I don't have control over the quality at that point.
Yeah.
Unless I'm right there and they're giving me all the rundown and they're telling me exactly what's in the ingredients of the ink and all that stuff. But yeah, I don't understand how people don't want to be responsible business owners.
Yeah.
That blows my mind.
Well, it's just more work for them. I mean, all
right.
That,
and it's more expensive. You know, I get a more expensive mug. I'm not paying like pennies the way that other people might be if they're mass producing something.
Yeah.
And I'm getting better quality paint supplies and all that stuff that are non-toxic. But it blows my mind that people don't give a shit.
Yeah. To Dick's by Lady Delaney. real quick plug for that. You were telling me before that like you heard a lot of lipsticks have like lead in them. I was like,
well, they were saying
I missed that.
Yeah, it was like a one-off sentence. We're like, yeah, and you know, a lot of lipsticks have lead and this and that, and like, okay, well, pretty much everything is just bad.
Well,
and then
yeah.
I'm just like looking at my new puppy, and he's like chewing on his new bed. I'm like, what's in that? What's that bed made of? You know,
what's
on that shit?
Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, I was getting ready this morning. I was dabbing a little lipstick. I'm like, okay, what's in this? I don't have the ingredients on here. I got to Google it. Like, I have just hours and hours of research to do for every single product that's in my home.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the documentary opens on like how much fragrance and the smell of something influences what we buy, that we all are driven by like, oh, I want this because it smells good. And it's just like gone overboard. Like it's it's in everything now. Like, everything smells a certain way, and we're trying to, like, cover our bodies and every part of ourselves in this stuff that we think is like, oh, I'm going to smell like a flower now. And
right.
Like, yeah, well, we don't really know what's in that, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't. You smell like cancer.
Yeah. Also, this other statistic that blew me away. In the last, like, 3 decades, only, like, 10 chemicals have been banned. For our products. Meanwhile, the European Union has banned 1,200 chemicals in the last few decades.
Come on,
America. There you go.
Crazy.
China sends us their bullshit products.
Yeah.
They got better regulations over there.
God, we're so stupid. Yeah, the biggest thing that I think we've all been concerned about, I mean, for good reason. I mean, it's known that, like, most deodorants cause breast cancer, can contribute to that. I mean, the natural deodorant thing is so hard because you have to try it out and figure out if it works. And, like, if it doesn't work, okay, now you're out at dinner smelling gross.
Yes.
So it's so hard. I've been trying stuff at night. Like, I've been trying the Myro stuff overnight, and it smells really good. It's like essential oils. It smells really nice.
Yeah.
And, like, I woke up this morning and I was like, oh, I think it's working.
Yeah.
But that being said, I was still, like, too scared to wear it here just because I've only worn it at night so far. And it's working.
Yeah.
It's working great so far. But it's like, okay, but what if I go for a run? You know, like, what if I am in a really hot room? What if I'm on stage wearing a jacket and I get sweaty and then I have to meet people afterward? It's like,
yeah, it's a little trial and error.
It's all trial and error. Yeah.
I only use natural deodorant, though, now.
You do?
Yeah, only. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
And I get they usually have, like, a little travel size option that you can buy, and I keep it in my purse, and I can just reapply.
Yeah.
And I just reapply.
Just so a lot. Sweaty, though. I'm such a sweaty human.
You could wipe it down with a tissue or something and then reapply. You know what I mean? Like, but that scares me. And there's the history of breast cancer in my family and all that. And once I heard about aluminum and all that stuff and how it can not only, you know, possibly cause cancer, but also can lead to Alzheimer's, which is also in my family. So I'm like, you know what? Mm. I'm just going natural. I'm going to be sweaty, maybe. Might smell a little worse than other people, but it's worth it.
I've never noticed anything.
Honestly, it's been fine. Nobody's ever, like, mentioned, like, Delaney, what's going on here?
See, I'm nasty. Like, I'm a nasty boy. I'm a young man going through puberty.
I'm a nasty boy.
Like, I do think I have hyperhidrosis. Like, I sweat more than the average person.
I thought I had that too. I used to. Did you ever go to the doctor for it and get, like, a prescription?
Yeah, I got Certain Dry when I was young, and it burned my armpits.
I got something. I don't know if it was Certain Dry, but I got something that, like, it just made your armpits, like, crack and bleed.
Yeah, horrible.
Oh, so
horrible,
awful.
Horrible.
Who knows what was in that shit?
Oh, God, I know.
I mean, you weren't sweaty, but you were in pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you were so dried out.
I have it on my hands and feet. I have hyperhidrosis.
Yeah.
I just
always has, I'm
live
just
with
gross.
It. It's gross. Yeah, it sucks, but
I don't know. You get summer jackets. Just cover up that ring you get. Yeah, I mean, whenever anybody talks about like cancer and stuff in a documentary, even if it's not about food, I always just go, like, all right, what can I eat to not get cancer? So I was just online looking at all those websites where it was like, and even that's terrifying. Like, I saw one that was like, yeah, you should, broccoli's great for fighting against cancer, but don't cook it because that'll destroy it. You just have to steam it.
Oh,
and it's like, so, okay, so if you don't have it raw or steamed, it's garbage.
They actually say frozen is the best way to eat vegetables because it maintains the nutrients. Yeah.
How do you eat a frozen vegetable?
Well, no, I mean,
but,
like,
a frozen vegetable started raw.
Right, exactly. They're freezing it, right?
Oh.
So it's maintaining the nutrients. So having it cooking frozen vegetables, they say, is better than cooking raw vegetables because over the course of several days, the raw vegetable is slowly, like, losing nutrients.
What? Really?
Yeah, I know. And it sucks because, like, I don't like Yeah, frozen vegetables don't taste as good.
That sounds backward to me.
I know it does.
Everybody's always said, like, don't eat fresh.
Yeah, I know.
That sounds like propaganda.
Yeah. I don't know. I was a health person who told that
really?
To me. Yep.
Mm-hmm. But we also just got debunked on the Patreon about hormones and meats because we had thought that they were, Delaney, you're saying, what was it, that they were less in organic?
Well, like when they say that it's hormone free or all that stuff, that it might not
she didn't say it. We read it.
Yeah.
We, if you guys,
we
have
all
not,
we know
she's
is
a dairy
what
farmer.
You bitches tell us, yeah. not our listeners, like experts.
Yeah. If you guys have not joined the Patreon, by the way, go do that. It's patreon.com/selfhelpless. We have bonus episodes every month where we read your guys' emails, and we just got this amazing one from one of our listeners who's a dairy farmer and, yeah. like, dude, like, gave it to us straight yeah. about what's going on in our meats.
$5 a month. Like, don't get the mocha. Just get two more hours. How long does the mocha last? 12 minutes? 2 hours of emails being answered.
I feel like we learned so much on Patreon. I freaking mm-hmm. love Patreon.
I love Patreon too.
But yeah, so it says, let's see, off season, frozen vegetables will give you a high concentration of nutrients. Eat them soon after purchase. Over many months, nutrients in frozen vegetables do inevitably degrade. Finally, steam or microwave rather than boil your produce to minimize the loss of water-soluble vitamins.
Who's boiling broccoli?
Man. Yeah,
bad people.
That's somebody with bodies in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
Boiling
like,
broccoli.
Basically, studies suggest frozen veggies have just as many nutrients, if not more, as their fresh counterparts. Fresh fruits and veggies produce enzymes, trypsin, and barbadabada that cause loss of color, flavor, and nutrients just after harvest. Hmm. It's interesting, but again, also a crapshoot. Who the fuck knows?
Right, yeah.
Right, like...
Again, we are three comedians. you just come be part of our discussion, and
yeah,
we're just
yeah.
figuring it out.
Dude, all of our listeners who are health experts in any way who know... about this, please write in, share it with us so we can share with our listeners. Yeah. If you know of like certain websites that are dedicated to only like sharing products that are actually okay for you, I would love to just go straight to the source somewhere where it's listed. Here's yeah. what you should be cleaning with your house with, and here's what you can make for your shampoo or yes. whatever the hell. So if you know of any spot like that, I would greatly appreciate it. I would love to love yeah. to be a fan of that.
Shampoo and conditioner is a tough one. Anything
yeah.
for your hair. Mm-hmm.
There's things that I'm like, I don't know if I can part with it.
Yeah.
And I'm
yeah,
just right. being honest with you guys and the listeners, like I watched a documentary, I was like, okay, I want to make changes because like clearly there's a lot of bad shit out there, but there are certain things that I'm like, I don't know, man. Like I want my hair looks like absolute dog shit right now, but thank you. It's good to see. But like on a day to day, I would like my hair to look nice. Like we're performers. Like that's part of our job is to like look presentable, and yeah. I just want to feel my best. So there's certain things I'm like, oh, yeah. I should probably get rid of it. But yeah. until I find an alternative that also works well, because I'm not trying to put fucking like coconut oil in my hair and have it be
don't
a greasy mess.
I've tried that. It doesn't work.
Ooh, no. So it's like, yeah, what's that balance?
Right.
No, it's so hard. Yeah. And I feel like I know people who just like stop washing their hair altogether and they just start rinsing it.
The no poo method.
No poo? Is that
no
what it's
shampoo,
called?
No poo method.
Yeah, yeah. And that works for right. some people. Just rinsing. I mean, your hair gets used to it or something. I mean, that sounds amazing, but.
But right. you got to smell bad, though. I mean, that's I can smell my hair. If I haven't washed it for like 3 or 4 days, like it has
really?
A smell. Yeah.
Oh, I don't think
you guys,
that's your hair. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your
like
hair?
Your oils,
oily
the oils.
Oh, I guess. I always put dry shampoo or something in it, so I never smell.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. You let that shit go au naturel, you'll smell some stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's just, yeah, we can't be perfect. Yeah. There's no perfection with this stuff. There isn't, because the stress of trying to ensure everything is okay, that'll kill you before the product does, you know?
Yeah,
so,
right. And what are you going to do? Carry your own hand soap around to public bathrooms? Like, you can't be a fucking maniac. You gotta live your life. But, you right. know, we just wanted to share this episode with you guys because definitely, like, opened my eyes to a lot of things. But,
yeah.
you know, do you. Do what is... feels comfortable for you.
Cut down where you can. And
yeah.
if you don't feel good, because like if you notice that you're not feeling good after a certain scent is around or something like that, just trust your body.
Yeah. Totally.
It's trying to tell you something. Stop using it or stop being around it if you can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And try washing your face with honey, because that truly has worked
oh
for all
gosh.
Of us.
Yeah. Oh, I love
and it's honey.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
fragrance, no weird chemicals, and it actually works great. So
yeah.
there's a good start if you haven't tried that yet.
Yeah.
Felt like that was very
maybe
doable.
You can wash your body with honey too. And just you
I
know
take or that. Your buddy.
Or your buddy. Wash your buddy and
force
your body.
I took the pot of the raw honey from Trader Joe's in the shower and I used that as like a little bit of a scrub.
Oh good.
Before I used the
nice.
Lush body wash. So.
I honestly might just start doing that as body wash too. I really don't know at this point.
Yeah.
Mm. I did buy the what is it? The Dr. Castells or whatever.
Oh yep, the Dr. Brahms.
Yeah, whatever
Castile.
It's called. I'm doing that for body wash right now.
I bought the little trial size, the little
okay.
travel
yeah.
one. Let me
it's
know how that
goes. It's good for body wash.
Okay.
I like it for body wash.
It's like hemp oil.
Yeah, it just didn't do great with my hair. I tried to use it all over.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's if you guys, that's at Whole Foods. It's like Dr. Brommer's Castile based soap, and it says like 10 in 1. Like you can use it as like toothpaste.
All the things.
You it can says use you can it use it for everything.
Everything you can think of. Multi purpose cleaner, basically, for your, you can wipe your counters with it. You can use it on your face and your body and your hair. And as, as a detergent, you know, like all the things. Wow. For pet stuff, washing your pet. Which is probably like it's probably you know, healthy enough to do that. It's just when it comes to the shit, like putting something on your head, it can either make it real matted and greasy, or it can work fine. And I just, if you have any recommendations of natural shampoo and conditioners that you think work well, please send them in.
Yeah,
please be very
post it in the Facebook group, or put it in an iTunes review. You know, if you haven't left an iTunes review yet, just give us 5 stars and then say a little thing about like, hey, listen to the stink episode. This is something I like.
Yeah.
Can we put honey in our hair, you think?
Oof, that sounds might dangerous.
I think people do honey hair masks,
right?
Like avocado honey hair masks. Okay. Uh-huh. But that also sounds like a real disaster.
That sounds like something you have to shampoo after.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, man.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Check out Stink on Netflix. When is this coming out?
This comes out on President's Day, Monday, February 18th.
Boom. Also, shout out to the Stand Up Magazine for featuring us in last month's issue. If you want to check it out, you can go to their website. We posted it in the Facebook group as well, and we're on the cover, and there's a nice little spread of all of us in there, so thank you for that.
Nice.
I have just shows in LA this weekend, so if you want to go to kelseycook.com, you can see where those are. Taylor, you got some shows, boo?
I'll probably be in LA the last week of February, doing local spots. So people do message me and say like, when are you gonna do shows in LA? Probably the last week of February, but I will probably be working on newer stuff, so don't expect too much. And then I will be at Gilda's Laugh Fest in Grand Rapids, Michigan, March 7th through 9th, and the DC Improv March 21st through 24th.
Awesome. And just a quick heads up, if you want to help the show at all, just tell a friend, like anybody that you think would like the show. We get so many people in our Facebook group that say like, oh, I found Self-Helpless through my coworker, through my sister, through my friend. And that really does help us just like get out there to more people. So if you got somebody in mind that you think would like the show, just shoot them a text, send a link, anything. Post on Instagram. We really appreciate it. And we always, I mean, I feel like we repost you guys on Instagram a bunch because we love seeing that you guys are listening to the episodes.
Dude, we love it. Like the more it grows, the sooner we can do a tour where we can actually fill venues up that we can financially afford to do that. So that is the goal, is to come and meet all of you in person across the country. So the faster it grows, the faster we can get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. We love you guys. Thank you.
Love you.
Bye.
You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting Self-Helpless. You can follow us on social media on Instagram and Facebook at Self-Helpless Podcast, and you can visit selfhelplesspodcast.com for all things Self-Helpless. Learn about Patreon and how to sign up. Our merch is there, information about our Facebook group and how to join. All the episodes you can listen to are on there, a little bit about the show. Our individual sites are linked there, and our contact information, email, and P.O. box if you want to send us some love letters. And you can follow us individually as well. I am at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and DelaneyFisher.com, where you can watch my docu-comedy special, Love at First Cousin, for free. And then DicksByDelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs.
Sweet. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, KelseyCook.com for all tour dates and merch. And my album, Savor It, is still available to buy on iTunes. And you can watch Wrists of Fury, my foosball web series that has an episode of Taylor and Delaney, on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
And I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram, and ttomcomedy.com for my Netflix special and all live tour dates.
Sweet. We love you guys
so much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.